The following podcast is produced following the workshop Chinese Objects Outside of China, which took place at Winter Tour Museum Garden Library from June 5th to June 9th, 2017. The workshop is part of the Chinese Object Study Workshops program, administered by the Freer Gallery of Art and Arthur Sackler Gallery, the Smithsonian Museums of Asian Art, and sponsored by the Andrew Mellon Foundation. So today I'm going to examine a Chinese export punch bowl with a cover from the early Qing Dynasty. This is a punch bowl with a typical Chinese emali palette that was characterized with a combined use of underglaze cobalt blue with overglaze iron red enamel and gilding. Both the bowl and the cover feature a floral and foliate motif, as well as trellis pattern hand band around the rim. My study will be divided into three parts. The first part contextualizes the punch bowl in the history of Chinese emali that was developed and gained its popularity in the European market during the early 18th century, based on which we could speculate the estimated date of the production of this punch bowl. The second part explores the color palettes, decorative styles, and motifs on this bowl. And the last part is concerned with the particular shape of this bowl, which hopefully could help us better understand the function and production of this type of objects in the social and the cultural context at the time. The first part, the origin of Chinese emali. The creation of Chinese emali was directly affected by the state of affairs in China. China has a long history of producing earthware and stoneware dated as early as the middle of the Shang period, around 16th century BC. The vast majority of Chinese porcelain was produced during the 18th century in the town of Jingdezhen, located off the Yangtze River in the province of Jiangxi. Hard paste porcelain was made in Jingdezhen continually during the Han Dynasty until the mid-19th century, when the export trade sharply came to an end due to political turmoil. The traditional porcelain town was destroyed in the Taiping Rebellion, which lasted from 1851 to 1864. The Chinese trade in porcelain with Europe began sometime before the 13th century. The regular trade of Chinese export porcelains through maritime commerce with Europe existed since the early 16th century. However, the export of Chinese porcelains was largely halted during the dynastic upheaval of the Ming and the Qing dynasties in the middle of 17th century, severely impacting the flow of these desirable wares to the West. To fill the gap, the Dutch began to import greater numbers of export wares from Japan. It was during this time a number of fine Japanese emali wares from the kilns of Alita in southern Japan were exported to Europe. The Japanese porcelains were often decorated with an attractive combination of underglaze blue and accented with an overglaze application of red and gold. The resumption of trade with China after the early 1980s and the cessation of Japanese porcelain imports by the Dutch after 1682 sparked the demand of Chinese export wares decorated in the Japanese manner. Early English importation of emali decorated wares includes armorial services dated to 1705, produced by special order. In order to cater to European audiences who favored the Japanese porcelains at the time, Chinese potters and enamelers during the Kangxi period, the early 18th century, began producing the Chinese emali style wares in the taste of Japanese porcelains of the period. The Chinese emali style gradually came to life in the first decade of the 18th century, and the years of its greatest popularity were probably during the 1720s and the 1730s, when it provided a less expensive option compared both to the Vermeer Verge and the Vermeer Rose enameled wares, as well as to the Japanese emali wares. Chinese emali decorated export wares, however, were still significantly more expensive than undecorated and underglazed blue decorated porcelains, with probably 2 to 6 times the price than the latter one. The height of popularity of the Chinese emali style was during the first half of the 18th century, and thus the vast majority of Chinese emali style porcelains date to the pre-1750 period. The use of Chinese emali wares was throughout the 18th century in the European market. Adopting the Japanese palette of underglazed blue, overglazed iron red and gold, the Chinese version of emali is similar, yet the red is a bit brighter than is typical of Japanese wares. Prior to adopting Japanese-inspired decoration, China has had produced polychrome decorated wares for a long time. The Vermeer Verge color palette was one of many new Chinese decorative innovations that marked the beginning of the wares from the Kangxi period. The color palette has its origin in the overglazed styles of the Wucai, or five color wares of the late Ming Dynasty period. Early decorative elements of the Vermeer Verge palette appeared on porcelains manufactured during the Shunzhi period from 1644 to 1661. The Vermeer Verge style fell within the Kangxi period in 1920s, which was gradually overtaken by the popularity of heavy enamel decorated Vermeer rose palettes and emali style wares from the export market at the time. The Chinese emali style porcelain were popular among 18th century Virginians in Williamsburg, as evidenced by their regular occurrence in mid-18th century archaeological contexts. Shards from an emali style punch bowl and two small mugs with emali style floral motifs have been recovered in Williamsburg. With the high possibility, this Chinese emali decorated bowl with a cover was produced approximately during the first half decades of the 18th century. The second part, the color and the motif. This punch bowl and its cover with an identical pattern feature the floral and foliate motifs that were favored by both Chinese and Japanese emali porcelains, such as the chrysanthemum branches and the lotus leaves. Yet the motif of the flowering cluster of lily or peony and the miscanthus was not commonly to be observed on Chinese porcelains, which spiced up the exotic flavor in order to suit the fashion of Rococo style in Europe at the time. Two large chrysanthemum flower and branch and one large lily or peony flower clusters are evenly spaced around a central flanged stand of the bowl and the identical flanged handle of the cover. The color palettes, decorative styles, and motifs of this Chinese emali punch bowl can also be found in blue and white porcelains of the period in the early 18th century, which were manufactured in large quantity in Jingdezhen. The pattern is really easily recognized and was most frequently seen on flatware such as plates and saucers. The floral pattern is constructed by the repetitive painting of an identical peony or lily and chrysanthemum branches and leaf motifs around a central chrysanthemum floral device with a flanged base in the center of the bowl and the cover. A similar pattern was found in a set of export cups and saucers decorated with blue and white floral motif produced during 1700 to 1751. Very similar to the pattern on this punch bowl, the peony and the chrysanthemum branch and the petal motifs also repeated twice around the central roundel, within which it depicted a flower. Other similar examples of this repetitive floral pattern also could be found on export wares from the Topkapi Sarı Museum in Turkey, which were generally dated quite early during the 1700 to 1720, mostly fall into the Yongzheng period, from 1723 to 1735. The repetitive enamel floral pattern is emphasized by the underglaze white color, while the alternating color palette of cobalt blue, iron red, and gilt strongly contrasted with each other that lit up the entire ware surface and easily attracts audiences' attention. Around the floral pattern, a continual span of blue rectangular frame or bracketed trellis decoration wraps around the edge of the rim. The blue trellis and frame motifs are a commonly seen and easily recognized secondary accent motif, which has its origins in late Ming Dynasty porcelain wares, as known as Karak style porcelains, that were popular in the Dutch market from about 1575 until 1650. The paneled or segmented decorations were gradually changed into smaller pattern as painted as rim accents. The blue trellis motif that decorated the rim, either in wide or narrow bands, is one of the great variety of repetitive secondary motifs that the painters in Jingdezhen commonly used in underglaze blue during the early 18th century. Despite the bowl and the cover featuring the same pattern, the minute differences of the lines and enamels between the bowl and the cover can be noticed upon closer examination. With more refined contour lines of flowers and leaves and more careful enameling, the punch bowl probably was drawn from more experienced hands than its cover. It is not a surprise that the painted parts on porcelains were divided and passed through different hands. A China trade painting shows the painting of porcelain vessels in a painter's workshop, which displays enamel decoration being applied in an assembly line process. Each painter probably followed the same manuscript drawing, painted only a few brush strokes, and each vessel passed through the hands of several painters before the decoration was complete. Therefore, it is not hard to understand the nuanced distinction of the decoration between the bowl body and the cover. The the shape and the function, the last part. Unlike Turing, the punch bowl usually does not have a lid. A similar bowl found in the Victoria and Albert Museum with figures in landscapes is also produced in this shape. This type of porcelain with flanged rim to take a reversible saucer shape cover is designed with functional consideration. The cover can keep things in a bowl warm, while both the bowl and the cover can function as liquid containers. When turned over, the cover can be placed on the table and used as bowl too. Another possible model of this shape of porcelain probably comes from the teacup of the Ming and the Qing dynasties. The flanged rim of the cover is designed to be held more conveniently. Sometimes porcelains with a particular shape or decoration were ordered and customized to suit the ladies' fashion taste in some areas of the overseas market. Also, some special models were created for unfamiliar Western shapes, responded to European preferences in decorations. All in all, this punch bowl with its unusual shape cover has been rare and valuable creation that demonstrated a combined effort of European inspiration and Chinese expertise that resulted in a profitable product. The end. Thank you.